Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is The Fifth Thing. It's my Q&A episode to my Four Things podcast, which Four Things is every Thursday, and then the Q&A is every Tuesday. And I always start this episode off with a quote. Today's quote is unknown, but it's, let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smiles. And I feel like right now our smiles look really different because we might be smiling, but we're underneath a mask. So I would just try to smile extra big. That way you can smile with your eyes. Like maybe if you're checking out at the store or you're picking up coffee or food, just make sure you're still smiling at people. And maybe if you want them to know that you're smiling, you could even tell people like, hey, I'm smiling under my mask. And then they'll feel that vibe from you. I just feel like smiles bring such good energy, and we might be missing out on a lot of smiles because of our masks. Also, just wanted to use this time to remind you to wear your masks. That would be amazing. First question comes from Megan. She said, hey, Amy, on a recent episode, you talked about having difficult conversations and how you shouldn't use the word you or you need. Like if you have to have a hard conversation with someone or confront them about something, you don't want to like pinpoint and make it like you do this and you need to do that, that sort of thing. Back to the email. She said, I have a hard time not using you. So what do you suggest we say instead of that? I still want to be able to get in my feelings. So, okay, Megan, I feel you on this. And I found this suggestion on familyeducation.com. And I'm going to share it with you now. I think it will really help not only you, but others listening that might find it hard not to use the word you, including myself. Now, what I found from familyeducation.com was this. Too many arguments break down into yelling, screaming, and accusation sessions. You did this. You did that. You made me feel awful. Now, these are fighting words and are very likely to put your partner on the defensive. Sentences starting with you are by definition accusatory. They also don't inform your spouse or your partner or your friend or whomever how you're feeling. But sentences starting with the word I have the opposite effect. I feel this way. I was hurt when. I get frustrated by. Now, these phrases help your partner sympathize with how you feel and are the first step to resolving conflicts. It's easy for your partner to be on your side when you say how you feel. It's much harder for your partner when he or she feels defensive. By following this simple rule, you can make your arguments productive by helping the other person understand how you are feeling. So I hope that that helps, Megan. I think it's great. I mean, for me personally, I know that I use you to my husband and he definitely gets defensive and doesn't like it and then feels like I'm nagging. But if I explain how I feel, it's a totally different conversation. So definitely try that out. Next question is from Joy. I loved the Outweigh series that you and Lisa did. I was wondering, with you being in your recovery and having more freedom, how are you feeling physically and mentally? I just started learning about all of this and I'm in the beginning of the recovery phase. There's still a lot of fear in giving myself freedom. Did that go away for you? Okay, well, Joy, I still have fear. You are normal. I think that you have to just continuously, as Lisa would say, fork the noise. Anytime that fear pops into your head, you just got to shut it down. And I think the more we do that, the easier it's going to get. And I feel like some days are easier than others, but we're rewiring our brains. And I guess I should say too, that if you don't know what the Outweigh series is, it's something that Lisa, who is at the Well Necessities on Instagram, she and I did a 4-part series. It lives on the Four Things podcast. If you go back to, I guess, the month of April, you'll see every Saturday for the month of April, we put out a new episode with experts and therapists and people just like you sharing their stories of their eating disorder or their disordered eating and how they recovered from that. And we just wanted to be there for people. I want you to know you're not alone if you're going through this. I guess I'll just tell you here, I feel like 1,000,000 pounds has been lifted off of me. Life is, it's so much better not being shackled to an eating disorder, which I was hand in hand with for years and years and years. And I didn't even realize how much it was weighing me down and preventing me from having like a good relationship with food, real meaningful relationships with people, things I used to avoid because of food and insecurities that I had about my body. So I hope that you get their Joy, and anybody else listening too, like, we're here for you. You're not alone at all. And it's okay to still have fear. No doubt. Next question is from Hannah. Hey, Amy, I was wondering if you have any recommendations for a good mascara. I used to have lash extensions, but the upkeep was too much. And with coronavirus, just not really happening these days. So, Hannah, I have found one. Actually, when all of my lashes came off during quarantine in the beginning, I have started to go back up to my lash girl because she's got protocol in place and we wear masks and all the things. And I just got a shout out to my girl, Amy, who owns Lash Nashville. And it's on Instagram. It's actually the reverse of that. It's at Nashville Lash. If y'all are in Nashville and you want to check them out, they're amazing and they're following all the protocol. And I feel super safe when I'm there. But when all my lashes had fallen out and I was looking for a mascara, I ordered one from Thrive Cosmetics, you know, the company Thrive, where you can order all kinds of things from, like food. And I really enjoy getting things from them, but I had no idea that they had amazing mascara, but I heard about it from a friend and it really is awesome. It gives length and volume, but the best part is when you wash your face, it just comes right off. Whatever I was using in the past, I know that I've recommended L'Oreal Voluminous, I think is what it's called, before, and I always loved that one. But then when someone recommended this Thrive Cosmetics one to me, I love this one even more because the way it comes off. Now, it's more expensive than the L'Oreal, which is a bummer, but it'll last a long time. And for me, being able to just wash my face with my normal face wash and not having to like scrub my eyes, I love that it comes off. I have my lash extensions back in, but I still put some of the Thrive Cosmetics on my lower lashes. and it washes right off. I don't feel like I have smudged black stuff all over my eyes. And I felt that way with the L'Oreal stuff. But L'Oreal's still, the Voluminous still a top tier. So if you're at Target or you want something cheaper, then I would pick up that one. And I like to get the blackest black. I love black, 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 or jet black. Everyone has different names. All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions, and this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response, without missing a beat, was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. next question is from Jennifer. I was listening to the Bobby Bones Show podcast and heard you talk about pulling your hair out. Do you have trichotillomania? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I know it's something along the lines of that. It's a compulsion to pull out your hair. I have not been officially diagnosed, but I've been pulling out my eyebrows and eyelashes since I was a kid and occasionally pull out the top of my head. I heard you describe that it feels so good, and I can relate to that. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Jennifer, I don't think I have as severe. I don't know if there's different levels of the trichotillomania or my whatever it is. The first time I ever heard of that was my freshman year of college. I would sit on my couch, and while I was studying or watching TV, I would pull out my hair, and my roommate started to notice it. And then Oprah or some talk show, I don't know, had some people on that had the trichotillomania or whatever. And they were pulling out their hair, their eyebrows, their eyelashes, like you explained. And my roommate was like, "That's you. That's you. You have that. You pull out your hair." Cause I was they would notice me pulling out my hair way more than I noticed myself doing it. I just do this one certain patch in my hair, which I definitely have less hair where I do it, because even though I've stopped doing it a lot the last several years, cause I'm super aware of it, but I don't know that that area will ever really recover for me. And now I just kind of get the satisfaction of pulling at the hair, but then not actually pulling it out. But then, yes, when I do actually just go for it and I pull it out, something about it is so satisfying to me. So I do feel like, yes, I have a certain level of that, but not as severe as pulling out my eyebrows or my eyelashes. I know for short, people call it TTM, so I'll just start calling it that. But if you happen to have TTM or you struggle with that, I'm going to let you know about this really cool bracelet that I heard about, and it's called habitaware.com, or that's the website where you can get it. habitaware.com. And they have this keen smart bracelet that senses your specific behavior that you do, and it'll give you a gentle vibration to halt you and maybe redirect you to go do something else. You can make a conscious decision to be like, okay, stop. I'm not going to pull out my hair. Sort of like my roommates were noticing I was pulling out my hair more than I noticed, because I just was doing it. Sometimes I didn't even realize what I was doing. But this bracelet can help. If it's got the sensation that you've lifted up your hand towards your hair or eyes or wherever to do something, it'll vibrate. And I think that it's something worth checking out if you're looking for some sort of recovery from that, or help, or I don't even know necessarily what to call it, but you might want to check out this bracelet. I personally haven't used it. This isn't any sort of endorsement. Don't know anything other than that I heard about it, and I thought at least it was worth sharing with anybody else. I know that the bracelet also works for nail biting and maybe picking at your skin, so it can also vibrate if it catches you doing that. So habitaware.com, and I hope that that's helpful for some of you. Again, we're all here just trying to get through this thing we call life, like, and all of our habits and our different ways and our disorders and our how we argue with people. We're all different, and we're all trying to figure out how to be the best versions of ourselves. So I love that y'all feel comfortable to email me some of these things and trust me with your questions. And I want you to know that you are not alone in any of it. I feel that's the driving factor behind why I even do my podcast. Because to be honest, sometimes I'm sitting here doing the podcast or putting it together, and I'm like, why am I even doing this? Nobody cares. Or what I have to say isn't necessarily that important. Or why are people coming to me for advice? But I want you to know, I don't consider myself to be an expert by any means. That's why I try to bring in experts to come on my podcast. I bring in friends that know more than me. I look stuff up for you guys, and I source it, and I put things together, and I tell you about it. I just feel like I'm a way for you to get information and someone to talk to, like a friend, so that you don't feel alone. But I don't feel like I need to give a disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, but I'll just go ahead and give that, since some of the stuff that we do touch on is serious stuff and you may need to get legit help from a professional. But I'm here to encourage you to do that if that's what you need to do, and know that it's normal and fine and there's nothing wrong with you. Again, we're all just trying to figure out this life and the different things that we do in it and how we can be the best versions of ourselves. All right, those are the items I wanted to discuss before I said my official goodbye, but I hope y'all have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you again on Thursday. Bye. Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.